Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about entrepreneurship, self-development, and challenging norms. I am here, sitting on this very couch.
You haven't had tea like this in probably since episode 5.
It's going to last 38 seconds.
Let's rip.
37. I am sitting with a rising to the moon, but also not rising at the same time. YouTube creator, Henry Belcaster, how's it feel?
Hang on, because I'm creator on the rise today on YouTube, one in the world, one of one, I'm just making sure the shot's okay, and it's fine.
Right, hey. Dude, I come with tea, you set up the shot. That's hey. Your job beforehand, why not do it on the pod?
Hey, who's the creator on the rise? Because there's one of those a day for right. 365 days a year. On YouTube's trending page, and today, if you go there,
not when this is released.
No,
today.
No.
You know what September I heard today? Something.
The smart nonsense I listened to today was something about getting 4 million views. It was basically one of the darkest weeks. Everything that was weeks ago. That was weeks ago. We are 3/4 of the way up this next roller coaster drop.
Yeah, dude. It's So
that was a stroke.
No,
for the audio listeners,
dude. See, you don't see what happens when I brain blast. It's just invisible to you because I'm usually texting you. This is it, dude. That just for an hour straight, and I'm just voice noting
locked.
It. What was I gonna say? Oh, well, we were at an all-time high, end of July, and then we lost all our business. So went from like $140,000+ a month, which is a lot when your expenses are like half that. You're like, oh, we're rich. You got Belky texting me. Oh, we're rich. Okay. $400,000 a year, whatever that comes out to. We're like, that's awesome. Let's do that. And now shoot our own shorts. Flash forward. Is this deja vu? Go forward like 2 weeks and now we're back under 100,000. So we were battling, I think yesterday it felt like we were in the 80s. And I don't
know. The 80,000s? We're talking about monthly recurring revenues here.
Am I tapping?
The decade, the 80s or the monthly revenue?
No, not the
revenue.
Decade, the monthly recurring revenue.
The abstract idea of the 80s.
I figured it was closer to the monthly recurring revenue that I mentioned like 2 sentences before, rather than the time period of the 1980s. A to B. Don't go A to C. A to C would be too crazy, but I will do that.
It's almost like you're a schizophrenic.
Dude, let me eat my meatballs.
What? That was a conversation we had 30 minutes ago when you were eating spaghetti and meatballs.
So we're back down in the 80s, the $80,000 in monthly recurring revenue. And then our expenses, luckily we figured out with the team, they're hovering just a little bit below that. So we're basically a break-even company as of 3 days ago. Not paying ourselves. Luckily, we get a loan. So we're kind of paying ourselves through that loan, hoping that in a couple months we'll be making more, which we're already seeing. And maybe, is it because you're a rising creator? Is it
kind
correlation,
of actually.
Causation? What might... actually, yeah, kind of. Exactly
yeah,
that.
Kind of is. That's
yeah,
exactly
well...
That. What yeah. was the last episode we recorded?
No idea. I think
it's like all of our episodes are just the same shit. 150 MRR, just 80 MRR.
Well,
hey, I got money from YouTube.
Right.
I opened my YouTube studio on like Tuesday, and there was a little shorts bonus.
A little shorts bonus, that's for sure.
So we make all these YouTube shorts. My channel's got, and look. I don't want right. to rub it in or anything, but today, like, 31 million views.
Who has that?
My channel.
The Rising Creator channel?
The Rising Creator's channel.
Oh, so when I go to the trending explore page, the guy at the top, that guy.
That Henry Belcaster, it says on the Henry Belcaster, right. Rising Creator. Uh-huh. It shows my face 10 times in a row.
Right.
That one.
Is it the one with the vlog with 300 views?
No.
Yeah.
No, that was yours.
No, lightning in a bottle.
No. No. So Creator on the Rise got 30 million views in the last month. And
right.
that's why he's on the rise.
No, he's sick.
That's why he's on the rise. So I opened YouTube Studio.
Well,
and
okay.
And Creator on the Rise is me today.
Oh, that's you.
For these 24 hours today, that's me.
Oh, right. And how's that working?
It actually does nothing. So anyway, I opened YouTube Studio on like Monday, and it's like, you got a YouTube Shorts bonus.
Dude, imagine if it's like YouTube's trying to pipe you up. Dude, let me take your thread. YouTube's trying to pipe you up, and it actually has the reverse effect. It's like, you're rising. You're awesome. Here, you're on the front page of YouTube. And it's like when you get rich and then you're not any happier and you get really sad, it's like, oh, I got no more subscribers. Probably fewer subscribers.
It was a slow day for me, actually. So that was kind of weird.
Okay. So
so I opened that up. I'm like, right, pop. Okay, here's the deal. YouTube does not know how to monetize shorts yet. Really, neither does TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
It's because there's just not a good way to do it because you can't run ads. They send me, hey, you were chosen to get money from YouTube this month. There is a $100 million YouTube Shorts fund. And they pay creators. They pay creators anywhere from $100 to $10,000. And they can go north of $10,000.
Now they can go north.
And so I'm like, I call you up. They can go north.
Okay.
I'm like, 20 million views, Pop. 25 million views.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of views. Mm-hmm. Like, this could be $100,000.
Could be.
Bonus. It should be somewhere like, it could be like $100,000.
Well, you got to think. You are like, well, where's this money coming from? Because like you said, no ads. I physically can't monetize my channel, even if I wanted to.
Are you a creator on the rise? Or?
Well, that's part of the problem. I'm not on the rise.
Okay.
I'm flatlining. I'm on the decline.
Dude, I'm creator on the rise. I'm going to cut to the chase. For 25 million views, YouTube paid us $763. Creator on the rise. 30 million views, 60,000 subs in 3 weeks. We got a $700 check.
You want to buy my fruit?
You want to fill the audience in on what you're talking about?
I spend like that much in 2 weeks on fruit.
Okay. So
maybe I should move to Latin America just because I'd save like
you go to the
90%
bodega and buy your mangoes with tahine. Oh, those sticky, dude, those sticky mangoes.
Dude.
They're too spicy for me personally.
I'm not gonna do homophobic things on the podcast, dude.
Why should you?
No need, dude. I'm inclusive. No, we didn't have a topic. Did we have a topic for this? What happened? Oh, Husson's back.
No, stop. We're filling people in. So here's where we're at, Pop. Let me remind you. So you asked, is it correlation or causation?
I did ask that, yeah.
That business is going up and I'm YouTube's creator on the rise today.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling you a little bit about how I became creator on the rise the last like month.
Right.
And so,
because I saw your shorts before.
Right. Logical next step would have been to decide if it was correlation or causation.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, we got to talk about the ad.
And then... And then maybe talk about our new offering.
Right.
And then the new website that went live.
Oh,
and then the
friends.
Ad that we did that they didn't ask us to do. And then Husson. What's today?
That's today.
You usually...
Chronologically.
Chronologically.
So we started in the 1980s and we're working up to the present day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's only go back like a week.
Okay, so I go viral.
Oh, dude.
It's funny because we're kind of... doing a bit here, but we're also not, because you went viral. You told me what to do. I went uber viral. You haven't had a hit since.
Deca M's, dude.
Every one of my clips gets a million views. And so it's just been this.
No, I had 1.7 back.
What is a 1.7 back?
I had 1 million views, 7 videos back. 1 in 7.
I had 1.7 back. Do you know how crazy that sounds?
I don't think it's that crazy.
I had
You're
one
talking about
back.
How many viral clips you get, and I said I had 1.7 back.
You just need like more you just need more like identification of what the subject of your sentence is. Who's
There's
one?
No comments on Spotify, or I'd be like, comment below if you follow me. But that's going to be
YouTube?
Sad too, cuz no one's
What about YouTube?
I don't know where these go anymore. I'm on the decline, so I don't really care anymore.
Yeah, you are on the decline. You got to find a niche. So, I go viral. Uber viral, or my
right.
And
which is more.
I got a $700 check, and I'm creator on the rise today.
Right.
So.
So that helps sell.
Right. So we're like, okay, you went viral. You helped me go viral. We're like, okay, we can replicate virality on YouTube. So we're going to sell that.
Can you teach me?
What?
How to replicate virality?
How to replicate?
I want the McDonald's things. No, I really I'm steady, dude. Just let me be steady.
You sound like you're going to have a psychotic break.
I could, but the windows don't open much.
Yeah.
I do have a long hallway. I could pick up a lot of speed.
Now that needs a trigger warning.
No, realistically, there's a pool downstairs. It's like 14 stories. You could just swan it. But no, I get M's every now and again.
No, we're past that part.
So oh,
now,
okay.
So now we're on the new product.
Cody part. Sanchez.
What? That's a client of ours.
Was you sent her your creator on the rise because she was also creator on the rise.
And
it's earning more. She wants to talk to you, dude.
Oh, she's that's like, not why.
Oh, you think she likes you?
Okay, so what I think you're trying to get at is my now replicated YouTube virality
right.
is causation
okay.
for all these new clients that want to go viral.
Got to be something.
It has nothing to do with Cody Sanchez. Okay. It helps.
Minx, though.
It helps.
For sure. I don't even think so. Hey. No, it's your thread, dude. I'm just here to comment. I'm the little guy in the sidebar on the Google Doc.
A better example would be Humanitech.
No one wants to hear about Humanitech.
Humanitech is a very much B2B client of ours we're trialing. And I'm just going to give you a causation. We're doing some work for them. It's not going well. The fit's not there. We're not even doing shorts. It's not our expertise.
Right.
I tell them our new product. Right. Here's what it is.
Oh, right.
The new product.
Right, the one we're selling now.
The one we're going to start selling.
Start selling.
Yeah. So that new product is... We make you viral.
Oh, nice.
We guarantee it. It's like the guy from Men's Warehouse.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. Well, what if you shot all the videos on our commandments in that voice?
What commandments?
Oh, no, that's the second page of it.
Okay, so I tell them, the new offer is we make you viral. You get Dylan and I doing strategy because you absolutely need strategy. You get a teammate of ours who's a beast, Nico. He's in there. He's helping you with the day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
And you get 1 million views in a month or your money back.
That I'm worried about.
That's the new offer. It's 10 grand a month. And sorry. The punchline was they went from not interested at all to seeing my 30 million views create on the rise 60K subs in 2 weeks.
Right.
With that offer to wanting they're interested.
So they see you on the rise.
Yeah.
And they're like...
Yeah.
And they want to ride up with you.
Well, it's kind of cool because we talk about like the Alex Hormozi equation, dream outcome, likelihood of success. And then in the denominator is how hard it is to get that thing and how much time it takes maybe. Doesn't matter. What's cool is I think we figured out an offer that actually nails that equation.
Right.
If we can deliver 1 million views in a month. What did we used to do, right? We used to sell you. Oh, you get two editors, and they're on your team full time, and they can do this many clips a week. And that's not what people want.
Right. What's cool is we say, we're going to get you 1 million views, and it's 10K. They're not asking how many editors they get. Maybe they'll ask, how much content is that roughly to hit 1 million? Like, do I have to make a shitload of stuff?
But does it matter, right?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because if we can do well, and that was what we were battling with, where we have the certain Joe Pomp type people. He does sports clips, and he just wants to pump pure quantity to a day. It's like, Joe Pomp, slow down.
Slow down.
Do better.
That's Joe Pompliano.
Joe Pompliano. So what a T-rut right there.
What a T-rut.
So that's one of the problems, though, because I'm concerned. Like, me as a person, me personally, I think
You historically, the creator on the decline, personally?
Plateau, some might say.
The creator.
I'm on a plateau. On the plateau, I get about 1 in 7, as we've discussed. 1 in 7 clips go viral. 1 in 7.
And so, viral is an M, a million views.
So they say, if that's what we're selling. And I can do, if I had two editors, like 15, call it 14 a month. So that means I'm going like 2 times the minimum. Right? So someone comes in, they have to at least be half as good as me. But I don't even think, I think it's like power laws. So they could be like really close to as good as me.
Right, because you've got it all, right? You've got the green screen. You've got the mic. You've got the camera. You've got the it factor. You've got the writing chops. You've got the hook knowledge.
Right. So somehow they need to day one, because this there's also like a little lag time on a lot of these. Day one, be 90% a dilly. It's like, so they're going to need a crash course, figure it out. But some of them might already have audiences. Humanitech doesn't. So that's not good. But my hypothesis is people are just going to really like working with us. They're going to really like their clips unless they, you know, sometimes you don't like them. Most of the time you do. They're going to really like the gifts that we give them. So they're going to be like, you know what? I only got like 300,000 views, but that's 300,000 more than I got last month by myself. So let's just keep ripping it. Hopefully by month 2 or 3, we're going to hit that.
Isn't that part of the Hormozy guarantee? So this guarantee comes from Alex Hormozy, the gym salesman. And isn't that part of his guarantee? It's like, even if you don't hit the million views, like because of the skin in the game, people aren't going to cancel.
Right. If we're actually good customer service, they're like, oh, we just, regardless, they'll probably like being around Dylan and Henry because they're like, these are the next Mr. Beast. Like, they're going to create Vox, but we're not going to do that. But, like, they're the next Vox. Like, I just want to be around them long game. And if they see you're on the rise, maybe I get on the rise one day.
It's unlikely. There's only 365 a year, and you're on the plateau.
I might get a camera, though.
You might get a shorts bonus. That'd be nice.
That'd help.
You could use some help buying the fruit. So, okay, so that's the new offer. The new website went up.
That's it too.
It's late on a Friday.
Yeah, website's up. It looks sick. We're diddling a little bit. It's like one thing I like about Rework. It's a book about 37 Signals, a really cool company that does things counterintuitively. One of their things is like, hey, we just want V1. Whatever suggestions you have, that's V1.1
version. Yeah,
right. Version 1.1. So we'll do that next. Like, the very next thing we'll do is that. But let's just get this out, V1. So there are a lot of things on our website that are kind of shitty, but it's like, it's close enough. If you get there, you're like, I'm probably already invested in Dylan and Henry. Somehow I'm connected at some referral. Like, I don't need the best website. I just got to know what the hell you do so I can buy it or not. It's like, okay, we got that up, and then we're going to refine it from there. But it's kind of sick with all our commitments. It's so
really nice.
Clip.co, smell
for
it out.
Blue gradients, too.
You don't even have to look for them. You feel them. You feel them.
Feel the blue gradients.
Dude, you should be CEO of Care.com.
What's Care.com?
Oh, is it help? Love? Love.com?
Oh, Ryan Breslow?
Yeah.
You want to take us on that thread?
You look like him right now, and you just said, the shaman. Feel the gradient.
The shaman.
No, it doesn't matter. He doesn't matter.
That is not a thread.
Might be a client, though. We should sell him.
Yeah, he emailed. He was a client originally, and then his chief of staff. You know what?
He'd crush.
Here's probably what happened. So his chief of staff emailed that they wanted to make clips and stuff. I hit him back. They didn't respond. This was a month or two ago. It's probably because this thing was happening where he was becoming CEO of Love.com.
Oh, and he moved out completely?
My guess is it's just been a flurry? A
McFlurry?
A McFlurry of a month. And so now that he's CEO, I bet we'll do stuff for him.
Could I'll be, unless he switched companies and the tie is lost. But, no, so we're on the rise, both in terms of personal brand and the company. It's cool. We're going to be the next Vox.
Wait, are you done already?
No, there are threads, right?
Yeah. So I went viral and then that was causation for clients.
Mm-hmm.
And then you threw out Cody Sanchez, but that was actually a non-sequitur.
Sean Puri was kind of cool. We didn't talk about that.
Okay.
That was really cool.
Okay.
We can talk about that.
Yeah.
So yesterday, a pod drops. The first pod that, for those of us that have been following along, which is still the majority, you, the majority, because we don't have new people coming in. But that's fine, because we have something that we're about to hint at.
I'm on the edge.
My first million, okay? Like a year and a half ago, we were stoked about the pod. We blitzed them with like, hey, we're going to help you go from audio podcast to a video podcast because we're good at video. We have our own podcast. No one watches, but that's fine. So we're going to come out, fly to Sean Puri, help him set up his studio, and then do a bunch of clips for you guys. And that's what kickstarted Smart Nonsense Media that is now Clipped. Awesome. We're all together. So now flash forward. I love that term. To today, Sean Puri mentioned us.
Because it's fast forward. And we went over this but the other day.
Flash. Well, that's what I said earlier.
You did it twice in this episode?
I think flash forward is okay.
It might be okay.
As long as the guy Flash runs across the screen.
The Flash does have to run across the screen. And if you have a VCR machine, it's definitely fast forward and reverse.
Right. In the 1980s, you'd have rewind. That, not today.
Rewind. The 1980s MRR or...
Okay. So, Red Bull. Hey,
what?
Yesterday,
it's actually a crazy tick. If we take enough threads in inside jokes, you just say a word.
No, I'm feeding.
Where's Red Bull?
I'm feeding the atmosphere, dude.
Who's Red Bull?
Red Bull, your clip was from the 1980s. Remember? The start of it, it's like no. It was sick. It had all the music and stuff.
I remember it. Now that you told me.
Right.
That's like six degrees of separation from what we're talking about.
I have a lot of senses. So yesterday, My First Million drops a pod. Sean Puri, he says to his fellow co-host, Sam Parr, he's like, hey, I like learning from all types of people. People that are more successful than me, people that are just as successful in the same boat, and people that are less successful. He's talking about us. So he's like, these college kids, they fly over and they're like, come and basically hang out. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck's going on? You guys want like food? What are you doing? We're just chilling in the garage, kind of like assembling this thing. We don't know what we're doing. Belky's just like watched some YouTube videos. And we strum this thing together. But in that process, he's like, hey, I like learning from young people. What kind of tips do you have? Like, how are you approaching media differently than maybe I am? And we give him a couple, but the one that stuck was this idea of the binge bank, which is, hey, no one's watching us right now, but flash forward. 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, people are going to care because we're having fun. We're going to be here forever. So eventually that audience, when we're rising, we're gonna rise to a plateau that's higher than my plateau right now. And those people are going to come in and they're going to go through the binge bank. They're going to watch all our old stuff and they're going to love us. They're going to come out the other side being like, whoa, Dylan and Henry, when they were like 23, that shit was sick. 24, 25 was a little weird. They seemed kind of dark and deadbeat.
Little dark.
But from there, it was just up and up rise. And so he puts that podcast out, or they put that podcast out, and just like, oh, let's clip it. So we cut that down. And then last night, our amazing team, Arvin Coy, they come in. We split this clip in two because we're like, we got to get it done tomorrow. We want to get it out before the weekend. Today's Friday. And so somehow they created the most magical 12-hour edit I've ever seen in my life.
It's the most magical piece of content I've ever seen in my life.
It's like...
And that happens like once a week. It's kind of crazy.
Right. It helps when you have a fuckload of awesome people. I was going to... Okay.
It was sick.
38 seconds.
38 seconds?
Yes!
It's so... I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, I just like throwing out threats.
38 seconds.
I don't have to, but I do. So we put that out. He's stoked about it. I actually haven't checked again, but he's like, yo, send me this video. I want to post it myself
because it's actually a sick amazing video.
Maybe in that weird little period that we just had, we could have just showed the clip so people actually see what we're talking about. But it was amazing. So I guess we do amazing stuff.
You want to know another one?
Oh, yeah.
So there's this company, Replit.
Oh, the ad.
You gotta stay on the threads. If they were opened earlier in the episode, they have to be closed.
That's a great point.
In the episode. And there was one more that I need to think of. Hassan Minhaj. We gotta close that thread, dude. Replit.
Replit.
They are a platform. Let me tell you what Replit is, okay?
Yeah.
I want to learn how to code. I've always wanted to learn. I know, like, in theory, how to code.
Right.
I know how to logically walk through. The problem, Pop, I don't even know how to start a code document.
Don't know.
I don't even know what the code document's called.
What do you open?
The compiler? Is there a program on Mac for it? It's not text editor. So where do you, so you go to Replit, and Replit tells you exactly what to do, and they'll even give you the copy paste code. So it's code. It's like Figma. It's like Figma.
People don't know Figma.
Figma just got sold to Adobe.
I know.
People don't know Figma.
I think only if you're a graphic
artist.
It's
like Google Docs with Figma for people that can't code.
Canva people might know a little bit.
It's
more.
Like Canva. For people that can't code. That's exactly what
Figma?
It's like. No.
Oh.
Canva.
Oh. Replit.
Replit is like Canva for non-technical people.
Okay. Sure.
They come to us. They're like, hey, we see you two clowns, and we want to make an ad with like some little indie creators. Because
we have an insider friend.
Yes, we have an insider friend. This was insider trading.
Yeah.
And he introduced us, and he was like, I know these two clowns, and they should make this thing. I hope he's listening to this. Maybe he's
Horatio.
Listening to
this. How about that?
Hi, Horatio. We're stoked.
Right.
We'll make an ad.
We don't normally do ads.
We don't do ads, but we like Replit.
Replit's cool. Replit's going to be a big company.
Mm. And it was this was about a month ago, 2 weeks ago, when we needed money. So we got really excited about doing
that. Right. I'd say we still need money, but less so.
Less so. Definitely less so. So anyway, I meet with them. It's great. We're going to do the ad because they're launching their
Oh, we're
going
to do the ad.
We were going to do
okay,
the ad.
Okay, we were going
Past
to.
Past tense.
Past tense. Okay.
Past tense. Already Present happened. Tense. I'm changing tenses. Okay. So they got a nice little budget that will solve all of our problems.
Okay.
They're launching their mobile app, so it's a fun ad. Now you can code Replit on your phone. That's okay. A big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit me up like, hey, can you send us a proposal? Because we are talking to two other agencies and we want to weigh the comparison. We want to make the comparison.
Where's Mike Maples?
Your what?
Mike Maples?
Mike Maples. Oh, is that a thread?
Mike Maples.
Oh, he's looking for Mike Maples. Because Mike Maples taught us about...
Maples?
Mike Maples taught us this thing, which is...
Mike Maples taught Tim Ferriss how to invest. He's a venture capitalist.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Floodgate.
Dude, this is the most staccato episode ever.
It's just I don't like those words.
Staccato?
I think you said it once before.
It's a piano thing.
I never got into music. I don't.
I feel like if you had, you might be a rising creator. Okay. It's like another asset.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. A lot of variables.
So Mike Maples.
Mike Maples, he has this saying. He's like, you want choice, not comparison. So that means right now, Replit is comparing us to the two other agencies to do this ad. We don't like that because that means we're competing with them. We don't know.
We don't know how to compete. That's the problem.
That's not
our
game.
It's not like we care. It's not like we're mad at Replit. It's not like there's animosity towards other agents. We just like don't know. I asked you, I'm like, how do I respond to this email? Because like how do I win this bid?
Right.
Almost.
I'm like, we don't bid?
Right.
Google form? What is this?
So this is what ends up happening. We're like,
well, the alternative, there's comparison, then there's choice. Oh. Choice is like, do I want to work with Dylan and Henry or not? Clipped or not? It's like, that's the yes or no. If it's, do I want to make the like coolest creator on the rise ad in the world, you go with them because we're the only ones that are creator on the rise right now.
Not that they would even know that anyway.
No. So they might lock this in if you told them that.
So the whole choice thing is mostly one-sided because we just like live in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we hit them back and we're like, hey, No. First, I'm like...
You have a good idea.
Yes. I'm like, wait a minute. We don't do ads, and what do they want? They
want... We don't do ads, and we definitely don't do a proposal.
definitely don't do a proposal. And if we did ads, we definitely don't shoot video.
That
with a crew.
I don't leave my house very often.
No. So we've got three strikes and you're out.
Right.
What were the three strikes?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Okay. So I'm like, how can we win? How can we win this ad without filming anything? Oh. And it was actually more like, that's way too inside. That's way too much detail.
Basically, we're like, hey, we want to win this, but we don't even want to, like, we don't know how to submit a proposal, and we're probably going to lose whatever proposal we try and submit. So, like, let's just do the only thing that we know how to do, which is blitz. It's like, hey, here is the proof of concept. We don't want to go outside the house. We don't want to shoot something because that's just something we don't do. Hillier Smith, he's this super popular YouTube editor. He did Logan Paul's vlogs. He's like, hey, here's how I made this Apple ad for $500. And he just used a bunch of stock footage. So like, oh, brilliant idea. What if we don't leave the house and we just have our awesome animators do like a 30-second version of what we do for them and just be like, here's the ad. If you want it, pay for it. You don't want it, don't pay for it.
And it was a sick ad.
Sick ad. I mean,
because what can we do too, right? Like, we can use stock footage and then we can level it up with motion graphics. Like, we told a story through motion graphics.
Right.
Overnight.
Oh.
So I emailed them like, hey, we don't do proposals, but we're just going to crash on this and we'll have the ad for you in 2 days. If you like it, buy it. If you don't, no harm, no foul. And so I email them that. A day goes by because some people were out of office on our end. And they email back like, hey, totally appreciate the creative direction you want to take this in, but we're actually going to go with another agency. One more day goes by, and I'm like, not my response. Hey, no worries at all. We made the ad regardless. Here it is. So they just accepted a bid from an agency. Now they're probably going to go into planning and production and all the Zoom calls and stuff. And we're just like, here's the finished ad. And they haven't responded. So I'm so curious to see if either they're running around trying to figure out what to do with us clowns, or they actually do go with the other agency, and then we see like early October what they come up with.
I mean, it'll probably be better than what we did, but like,
maybe
marginally. It's just the approach that we had was like, hey, why do people, the why question we asked is, why do people want a proposal? It's like, oh, you want the proposal because you hate uncertainty, especially if you're talking to someone without like a website that explains anything about ads. It's like, okay, just give me some version of certainty and tell me how much that costs. And we're like, well, the best form of certainty is just giving you the product. And then it's just like, you walk into Home Depot and you're like, hey, you want this tractor? It's right here. You can take it. You can go get like bids from these guys over here, but you haven't even seen their tractors. Who knows what the fuck that looks like? You know this tractor is good. Are you a satisficer? Are you like, oh, that's good enough? Or we can riff on that. Like, that has the meat.
It's right, just so there. Like, what we turn in is like 80% of the
edit. Right.
It needs a little bit of work. So we'll see. That's kind of an
interesting. Yeah, we don't know what's going
to
happen there.
I think, well, what's cool is like, if we were to do ads, that's how I'd want to do them.
Right.
It's like very limited cooks in the kitchen in terms of like being in the at the writing table. And then we just get you the ad in 2 days. It's all post-production. We don't actually shoot anything.
Right.
And it's like, if you like it, buy it. If you don't, fine.
It's such a cool model.
If you want to work on it, okay. Let's do a revision round. So that was sick, and we haven't heard back. I'm so curious what they're thinking.
Because we do want to play long-term games with them and just be like,
oh,
hey.
That's what I told you. I'm like, okay, so this is the ultimate long-term game. We just did a free $50,000 ad for them overnight. But I think we come off incredibly short-term game-ish because it's so obnoxious.
It's like telling them proposals. Fuck what you guys wanted to do.
Yeah.
Do our way instead.
And also like, fuck just the system. Like, they have a marketing team. I always say this. Like, the marketing team at Replit, they have meetings and they sit down in boardrooms and they come to conclusions themselves. And then people come and work with us and we're just like, here's what you want.
Hey, I know you asked for this, but here's what you want.
So it's a tough pill to swallow, but if you swallow it, we'll play long-term
games. I just like it because every time it's like how we approach life is there's something we don't like, that's weird. Why don't we like this? Oh, because they're approaching it wrong. It's like, what are we all trying to do here? Let's just do the real path there. It's like always asking just why does this suck? Oh, it sucks because we're approaching it wrong.
I don't think I made clear. We did like a Super Bowl commercial overnight. This is not like a rinky dink. I also told you, if I was on their end, again, if we're making the product for ourselves, and I approached an agency to make us an ad, and they just gave me the ad for free the next day, that's exactly what I want.
Right.
Unless I was super opinionated about the process, but like, I just want the ad.
Right.
Even if it's not right, it's like, oh, wow, y'all work fast. Can we take it in this other direction?
It is one of those we keep talking about. Feynman, Richard Feynman, he has this story, his anecdote, when he was, a 12-year-old. He used to repair some radios because he was just handy and smart. And he'd go over to places, and people would be like, oh, here's the radio. Can you fix it? And at the start, he was bad, so he'd take, a couple hours, and then he's, really working hard, and the people are, noticing. So they tip him extra. They give him a lot more money. Hey, it was 2 hours, so we're going to pay you these 2 hours. And plus, thanks for working hard because it was clearly a hard problem to fix. Then when he got good, he's like, oh, every time it was just an easy problem. I was just bad. So now he comes in and fixes it in 5 minutes, and he doesn't get any tips. They're like, oh, dude, you just had to press, one button. Like, we're not going to pay you a lot for that. I remember my mom's fridge, it broke, and we got some guy to come over, and he looks in the freezer. He looks in the freezer, and he's like, the button's on off. Oh. He drove all the way out here, and he's like, oh, I gotta invoice for literally coming here, and this stuff. But if he pretended to work, do a bunch of shit, and then it worked, we'd be like, oh, here's $200, thanks for this. So we wanted to avoid that because it's the magic of speed also hurts. Because actually, the Apple, I don't know what research this was for, but Apple kicks Steve Jobs out, then Steve Jobs makes his new company. What the fuck? What was
Next.
That called?
Next.
Or
Pixar.
Next. So Next needed branding. What they wanted their logo, and so he goes to it's on the tip of my tongue. Whatever, some designer, the most popular designer, and this designer, one is cool as fuck. He's it's cool as fuck.
The Next designer.
I know. Hold on.
It's in there. You just gotta.
Fuck. He says. Something. It's channeling it. I don't know. Basically, Steve. Okay, this was it. So Steve was like, "Oh, I want this Next design, and we want the name, the Nike swoosh. It takes a while for you to associate a swoosh with Nike, so you gotta write Nike next to it. But then eventually, you can remove Nike." He's like, "I want something where we can have the name embedded in the logo, not on the side." So they're like, okay, yeah, we can do that. I'm the best in the world, for sure. And Steve Jobs is like, okay, can you get me 10 different versions? Then we can pick. He's like, Steve.
Jobs.
Do you know who I am? Dylan doesn't know who I am, but I know who I am. And so he says, Steve, we don't do that. If you want to work with us, I'm going to give you one design. And it's the best design you've ever seen. And you're going to get a brand book 3 inches thick. We're going to go through it together. I'm going to show you my whole design process, how I got there, all the iterations I didn't do. But we're giving you one design, and you're going to go with it. I'm going to charge you $100,000.
You know what I'm going to do? Steal that and make a YouTube short.
Create on that. Oh, no, dude, I'm my niche. So that's sick.
That's sick.
What was the point of that?
Our ad?
Basically, working on... He's so good, he can work on his own terms. And Steve Jobs will bend the knee.
Mm.
So it's like, if we're so good at ads, which we aren't, we just kind of like...
Bend the knee?
Bend the knee. Game of Thrones people know, I feel like enough people watch that. Bend the knee. It's like, hey, you're my king.
Okay. Like take a knee.
Kind of. I don't think we have enough street cred, at least with them. If they already knew of us, but they came from our insider within, and they're not the decision maker.
And we don't do ads, and we don't have a portfolio.
But if it's hey, I want to make viral shorts and shoot them myself, and it's okay, these are our terms. This is how we do it because we're the rising creators. Creator. Singular.
Singular today.
Mm-hmm. Hey, So that's awesome. Hustleman. This is a long one, and we didn't even...
So many open threads. Well, okay, so the biggest thing we do is it's new website and this new viral product. We're also simultaneously becoming a media company.
Right.
These ads are kind of interesting because if we can do them and we can do them right, it's way easier than client work. If we can do them on our terms, it's way easier than client work.
Right. And less risky.
Less risky. We control the inputs.
Oh.
So speaking of inputs, Hasan Minhaj has inputted himself back to Clip's pipeline.
Right.
That's a guy playing long-term games.
I think that's how the people at the top.
This is our third time working with him, by the way.
Right. On and off. On and off. But that's the way people work in projects in that world, in Hollywood. People at the top, the way they are is like, it's really hard to search for the best of the best all the time. It's like, we're just going to find the best once and go back to them every single time. It's like, okay, All In Podcast, Chamath, David Sachs, anyone else there if you want to in the future, you come to us. You're just going to text us, be like, hey guys, I want to make a video. Or Hasan Minhaj, hey guys, I want to make another video. It's like, okay, awesome. We're your default go-to. Probably a million other people.
That was the hope with Replit.
The hope, but we don't have our foot in the door and they don't know us beforehand. So it makes no sense. But Hasan now, he knows us. And he's like, we've worked together several times. We helped him build what will become, I guess we can say Netflix special. I've been saying it forever, but like now it's actually going to become a Netflix special. Oh, in a month.
In 2 weeks.
Three weeks. So
we almost died as a company a year and a half ago. Hasan saved us.
Mm-hmm.
We started working on his Netflix special for like 3 months. It literally saved us.
Well, because MFM, who I mentioned at the start of this, they gave us a $30,000 a month contract. We scaled up the team. So we're like break even and we did like a month of free work. So basically we had no money. And then they're like, oh, this is too much. It's no longer working. Let's dial it back.
That was crazy.
So they cut our budget and now we're like, oh, we're not going to make payroll. But then that same day that they cut our budget, in comes Hasan. So he saved us. Yeah, we worked on his special.
Almost
killed us.
He's just finishing the tour now, and the special comes out on Netflix. We have a credit on the Netflix
special. Smart Nonsense or Clipped?
Probably Smart Nonsense. He still calls us Smart Nonsense.
We might want to ask if he can change that, if it's not too late, but it might be too late.
We should probably change that. I'll ask Wano. We should probably change
that. We should 100% change that.
Oh, okay. Then I'll just text him.
Can we change that?
I'll try. Okay. We got to try.
Yeah.
That's a Netflix special. And so...
How about that? Don't fall asleep now. This is your segment.
This was my segment?
Well, you talked to him.
Do you have any more threads?
No, he's back. That's cool. Making money. Awesome. Rip it up. Rising Creators. Yeah! Gardaloo!